This is the Brant and Sherry podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, my name is Brant. Miss Sherry is here too. She's our producer of the show. If you're new to it, it's pretty simple. Here's all we ask of you. We'll try to do, hopefully, a thoughtful and entertaining show. We try. Mm-hmm. We always make it, but we try. We just ask that you would become essentially part of my massive robot army that I'm forming.
That's not what we ask for. We do our thing. We do our little show. Okay.
You do your thing, which is to assemble yourselves into very nice, neat lines as far back as the horizon in all different directions. And I'll be up on this gigantic platform. And then you do my bidding.
Why can't they just listen to the show and enjoy the show and then go on with their lives?
And I will issue edicts and decrees.
Okay.
And then you keep them and then everything's cool.
And let's say someone doesn't keep your edict or your decree. Then what happens to that person?
Oh, we don't need to get into that right now. But just assimilate yourself and everything will be just fine for everybody. It will. Yeah, pretty simple. Just asking that you would form yourself today, as you get a moment, form yourself into a gigantic army to do my bidding. That's all.
Okay.
So we'll have I'll divide up the legions that we have and all that sort of stuff.
You're going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody listens just to, you know, do my bidding as a minion. That's all I ask.
Hi, this is Major Charlie, reporting in for duty. I, too, would like to give an oath to the show. I have my uniform on, and I'm waiting for orders. So whenever you're ready, Colonel Cuddly, just say the word. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I need to review something. We're not going to call me Colonel Cuddly.
Why? You're forming
an army. That would be the only thing.
You're forming an army. Why would we not refer to you as Colonel Cuddly?
There's no cuddly aspect.
In fact, I like that a lot.
No, we're not even going to talk about
it. Colonel Cuddly.
Okay, you're banished. That's it. That's all. Get down off the pedestal. So the ESPN lady, people got on their high horses.
Yeah.
About her getting on her high horse.
They're on their high horse, pointing at her on her high horse.
This is one of the things we talk about occasionally on the show. Like self-righteousness, the judgmentalism that's in us that makes us want to feel superior to other people is not just Christian. Exactly.
It is universal. People
are like, Christians are this way. Humans are this way.
Yes.
It's natural. So we get to see a woman who's a reporter, and she is an attractive female, seems to have it all together, you know, go off on a poor towing lady. It was on hidden camera or whatever, their security camera. She acted horribly. But we're all, again, it's not a Christian thing, just in the world. Like, oh, how dare she? She should be fired right now. Well, what's the interesting place we are now? Gina is the lady who was the towing lady, has forgiven her and said, you know what? I don't want anybody to take it out on her. I don't want ESPN to suspend her. She is a single mom with two kids. She's out there trying to make it work. We all have bad days. Now where are we? Because everybody has just taken this stand about how horrible a woman this is.
And Gina has forgiven her. So now are we going to stay upset?
Now what do we do? It's funny because I think it was Ryan on my Twitter actually said he was being sarcastic, but in a great way. He's like, what am I supposed to do now? I felt all superior. But now she's been on the book. It's so interesting. And so I just thought this Gina lady is awesome. How about that? Yeah, we all have bad days. And I'll let it go. Instead of going making a big cause out of this, she's just like, let's let it drop. How about that? How wonderful is that? The Unoffendable Hall of Fame. How about you? Who would you put in there?
I'd have to say Mandisa should be on there.
And I love that answer. Explain.
Because when she was doing her auditioning for American Idol and Simon Cowell was just super rude to her, she just kind of looked at him and said, you know what? That's not how God sees me and that's not how God sees you and I forgive you and it's okay. And he was like, I'm sorry, what? Like,
that's so great.
You know, he didn't know how to respond to it. So I've always appreciated that about her, that when she was faced with someone that was not just against her but totally trying to tear her down, she just kind of thought, well, you know, God doesn't see me that way, so it's okay.
Bingo. Yeah. Love that answer. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
And she's, well, she's continued that same mentality throughout her career, as far as I've seen.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that about her because she's, you know, I'm someone that struggles with similar things to her, and to have her set that example of you know, I know that this is stuff that I struggle and I'm going to be transparent about it, but it's okay because at the end of the day, God still loves me. Mm-hmm. It's really encouraging.
Hey, if you want to nominate for our awesome Unoffendable Hall of Fame, we'd love to have you do that. Just think of somebody who has been remarkably forgiving in your life. You've noticed it's like this person just... Like Mandisa was a great example. She was insulted on national TV and she forgave the guy on the spot. That's so good. Anyway, Gina, the towing lady, is in there from the ESPN reporter story over the weekend. If you want to nominate somebody, call us. Let us know who it would be. 855-90-BRANT is the number. 855-90-BRANT. And you just looked at me pleased because I remember the phone number.
I'm so happy you've been doing that.
I'm nailing it.
Very frequently.
I am on fire.
Yes.
I am almost a real professional radio host.
We're getting there.
I'm getting so close. It's inspiring. What's going on? My name is Brant. It is a day of awesome.
Yeah.
Every Monday we do this. We decree, I issue an edict. Actually, it's actually an edict.
Okay.
That I decree. And it has to, it's a fiat.
Okay.
I issue it by fiat, but it's a decree that I issue as an edict as well. But
and it is.
It is that today is a day of awesome. This will get you in a better state of mind, a more grateful state of mind, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So think of stuff that's really actually really awesome, but rarely gets celebrated. We want to hear it. Think of, like, Sherry, you got anything?
Yes. The trash bags that have the drawstring.
The trash bags that have the drawstring.
Yes, thank you.
I'm with you.
I accidentally bought some that didn't.
I don't even want to hear.
What an ordeal.
We've been there.
Trying to tie it all
Sister
up.
Sister Sherry, we have been there. Lori is on the phone. Hey, Lori, what would you nominate for the Day of Awesome?
I would nominate that stuff that goes like in the grout between tiles.
That
and
stuff
tile
that
floors.
Goes in the grout between tiles. And it is grout. Woo! I like it. Yeah.
It's hard getting it out there, but we have it now.
Do you mean grout? Is that what you mean?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! I know that's great.
We understand.
So, you have something there you want to nominate for a day of awesome?
Probably Sunday afternoon nap.
Sunday afternoon naps!
Absolutely!
Yep.
Yes.
It's going in there.
I love them.
Genius. Can't get enough of them. What is it about Sunday afternoon that brings that out, you wonder?
Well, if you're a church kid, then you've just done so much.
Right.
Yeah. Right up until it's been Sunday school. It's been, I mean.
Clip-on tie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have clip-on tie. I had the thick tights to wear with the patent leather shoes. It's just been an ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day's been an ordeal.
Plus, you're throwing a fit in Sunday school. And
yeah.
You get mags. You don't get enough cookies and Kool-Aid. And
I don't remember all of that.
It takes it out of you. I'm speaking as an adult.
You know what's awesome? Because I've been out in the yard. Tulips.
Tulips are pretty awesome!
Yes, they are!
Woo! You know you can eat tulip petals? They're actually pretty yummy.
What?
And then they go die back in the ground and they just hang out there and then they come back out every spring. Like new life. And they just keep coming back no matter what.
Sherry, can you put her on the line? We can conference it with the people that talk to people who eat tulips.
I don't know the tulip hotline.
You need to eat a tulip petal.
If you press the line and then you conference it in with another line.
Okay, then it'll be the tulip hotline people. Okay.
Eight tulips.
Hold for us, Rachel.
We're going to... There's some people who need...
My name is Rachel and I eat tulips.
A support group. You know, if you ever want to do this, and I don't know, you know, if you really want to do this, but if you ever want to do this, we actually make a podcast every day. If you ever want to hear the show, you can just listen to it any time of day or night. 2 a.m, doesn't matter. Bam. There it is.
So, I don't know why you want to listen to our podcast at 2 a.m, but it's available.
I don't know either. I'm trying to figure out the life circumstance that would dictate.
Well, maybe you have to work overnight, maybe.
Yeah. Right. You know what? If you just left it on really loud as a loop in the house, like when you're gone on vacation, it would be a deterrent to crime. It would.
How?
People would be like, well, there's people talking in there.
Okay. So.
And they always talk with like music behind them like this. And they'd be like, well, that house has got it going on.
Yet another use for the Brant and Sherry podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, it's at BrantHanson.com if you're ever interested. You can listen anytime. Here's one thing about prayer that makes it so hard, I think. I mean, there's other issues that happen, but for me, it's hard for me to pray. I think I am used to approaching people with a certain circumstances surrounding how I'm perceived. What I mean by that is, like, if you're a doctor, well, you're Dr. So-and-so. It's part of your identity. Or the way you dress, the way you look, you have all these different identifiers, things that you've accomplished in life, or you're a mom, or you're a dad, or you're a car salesman, whatever it is, that's how you approach life. I'm a Nebraska fan. I'm a, whatever. When you stand in front of God, you're naked. You got nothing. And you know you can't put up a front anymore. You can't have any fakery going on. He sees right through it. And that sometimes just kind of renders you moot in a conversation. Like, I got nothing to say because you know me. I can't fake my way out of this. And we're not used to that. All my accomplishments, my college degree or my athletic whatever or whatever I was good at, didn't amount to anything. God sees right through me. And you know, there's something about intimacy that's wonderful, and it's also incredibly intimidating. It's really intimidating. But he loves us anyway. This will change your mood. If you're feeling a little grumpy or a little got the case of the Mondays or whatever, this will work. It's our little Monday tradition. You've got to clap or sing along or at least tap your foot by the time this song is over. I say sing along. I always do. This is I Saw the Light, little Hank Williams Sr. tune done by David Crowder Band. Our Monday tradition here. You got to sing along. Here we go. Little hoe down. Yeah. Woo! I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Yes, praise the Lord. I saw the light. Yee-haw! I saw the light. I saw the light. Works every time. That is science combined with banjos. Tell you what, just heartsick waking up yesterday and seeing the news about what happened to these Ethiopian Christians. And it's been a repeated story with ISIS. And I'm not going to get into all of it because we got kids listening and whatnot. But it's, you know what's really, really hard about seeing that? Hey, I know I need to pray for my brothers and sisters. I mean, they're family. This trumps every other affiliation that I have. My brotherhood or sisterhood with people who are believers in Jesus trumps everything. But the second thing is not only to pray for people who are suffering, who are my brothers and sisters, we're supposed to pray for our enemies. I'm supposed to pray for those guys in the video who were doing it. I haven't watched the video. I've seen stills. I look at the pictures And I think God loves those people. That just blows me away. And that is excruciating. And it dawned on me, I was tweeting about it, said, man, that's excruciating to have to pray for somebody who's torturing you, effectively, your family, you. And then I realized, actually, the word excruciating means from the cross. So that's a pretty appropriate way to understand it. It's that difficult. And there's our Lord saying, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing when they're executing him.
And Brant, producer Sherry was a little off-put at Subway. What happened at Subway?
I walked in and the guy was paying for his meal and he dropped a 20 and he didn't realize he dropped it. So I picked it up and said, hey, sir, this is yours. And he was like, oh, yeah. And he took it and continued on with his transaction.
He didn't say thanks.
Didn't even look at me anymore. Just say, yeah, thanks, Cher. It moved on. Not even thanks. Nothing. No, yeah. Just,
yeah.
Moving on. And I thought, really? Like, why not even thanks or wow or something?
He's probably focused on something else.
It's $20.
I know. I would want to say thanks.
Yeah. That was just, I was like, huh. Okay.
Well, if you're not grateful, then you wind up being at a loss.
Okay.
I mean, that's his thing. If he's truly not grateful.
Right.
But I know how guys sometimes think. Sometimes ladies do. You get locked in.
That's
true. Just like, okay, somebody just handed me my 20 anyway.
But it's $20, Brant. Come on.
That is odd. I got a story. You're not going to believe this. I don't think I've ever told you this.
Okay.
This is like the lack of gratitude in public story to beat them all.
Okay,
let's hear it. It actually happened to me and a friend. We'll talk about it. My friend Scott was like an Eagle Scout. He was an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it all.
Okay.
But now he's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he can do everything.
Okay.
So it didn't surprise me. We're sitting on a riverbank in Indiana and canoers are going by. And it was one of the, you know, we hear this screaming going on.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming, yelling.
Okay.
Now there's a whole bunch of people between us and the screaming because it's near where the canoes get hung up.
Okay.
Where they put them away.
Okay.
And we're just sitting there on the riverbank. There's all these people there. Like, that sounds like somebody actually screamed. You know what? You hear screams sometimes. Like, are they somebody playing?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you know, better to respond.
Right.
So we get up and we run past everyone, like jumping over people, running.
All
and
the people who aren't responding.
Not doing a thing.
Okay.
And we see a kid drowning.
Oh, man.
And he's in a fast current situation. He can't get across to the bank and no one's helping. Like, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we both jump in the water. My friend Scott does it all.
Okay.
He does the chin toe.
Right.
He knows exactly what to do. I'm just kind of dog paddling next to him going, yeah, good
providing
job,
Scott. Moral support.
Yeah, kind of like, hey, would you let me chin toe him so I can have a role in this story? Finally get him over to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's exhausting.
Right.
Exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
His parents will say a word. They just put a towel around him and they start talking to him and then you walk off. I know. You were just like, really? And as we walked back to where we were, we went past all the people, and they were like, dudes, heroes, way to go. Awesome. Right. Guys, that's incredible. Way to go. They all recognize.
That you saved a kid's life.
Yeah, we saved a kid's life. Now, again, Scott did it. But they all got it, but the parents just didn't even say a word.
That is.
We laughed and laughed about that.
It makes you think, what's going on there?
Yeah, you don't have to, like, write us a check or anything.
Just thanks would
just
be
go
great.
Ahead, man. Thanks. I mean, we'll help. Got it. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we're talking about how sometimes you do something in public for somebody. You don't know, but it's just,
yeah, a stranger.
You'd think they would say thanks, and they don't.
Yeah.
But that's a great opportunity to let somebody off the hook.
Thank goodness.
Because it doesn't hurt you that they didn't say thanks.
It
really.
It doesn't, really. And all, it kind of exposes my heart, where I'm like, okay, then why did you do it?
Yeah, did I do it? So, that you know, they can learn behavior from somebody else.
Right.
I don't have to teach them, and it's their deal. I didn't do it. When you return the 20...
Yeah, a guy drops a 20. And in my mind, I was thinking, if I dropped a 20, I would want someone to bend down and hand it to me. So that's, you know, you just
whatever.
Do that.
Yeah.
But for him not to say thank you, it threw me into a whole nother
space. That's what was so funny. I mean, literally, my friend and I just laughed.
Right.
When my friend saved this boy's life and the parents didn't say anything.
No, they just took the boy and walked off.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, is it rude? Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let him... Whatever. That wasn't why we jumped in. It wasn't for thanks.
Right.
Hey, my name's Brant. I admit I'm a nerd, but also sports.
Mm-hmm.
I have sports music.
Wow.
And I have a sports news nugget.
And what would that be, Brant?
It has to do with football.
Okay.
A lot of people are into football.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Tebow has signed, maybe you already heard about this, but he has signed with the Philadelphia Eagles to be an awesome quarterback.
Nice.
For their team squad. So that's pretty awesome.
I didn't even know he was going to play again. So
yep, he's been working out and stuff. The best news about this is about Tim Tebow. It has nothing to do with this, though.
Okay.
In all seriousness, something is happening right now that you should know about that they're not talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sat down with Tim Tebow, I guarantee, well, I can't guarantee anything, but it may be the top thing that he talks about.
Okay.
He would be like, yeah, Eagles, whatever. Anyway, because he's so excited about something that's happening right now. I'll tell you what it is coming up. Well, people are talking about the Tim Tebow thing to the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the best thing that's going on that Tim Tebow's involved with. He has partnered with Cure, for whom I work. I do a lot of work with Cure International. We run hospitals around the world that are to heal children of correctable disabilities, and we do it all in the name of Jesus. It is completely spiritual and physical. It's 50% physical, 50% spiritual. We have ministry staff there to pray with people, let them know how much God loves them. And the Tebow Cure Hospital in the Philippines, where Tim grew up, is opening like right now and seeing patients. And it's a beautiful facility. He made this big Timmy's playroom in there so that kids have a little waiting area. And it's all done up like a football field. It's got a bunch of Florida Gators stuff all over it, but that's okay. And it's amazing.
I saw the pictures,
It's so great because these are kids that are coming in. A lot of them are poverty stricken and have been considered cursed because of what they've gone through in their lives, because they have this problem. So their parents are told, you're cursed. God doesn't love you. He's cursed you for something you did wrong. We get to see these kids come in the door at the Tebow Cure Hospital in the Philippines now and say, no, no, you're not cursed. The exact opposite. You have a special place next to God's heart. He loves you. And then we can heal these kids and they get to walk for the first time in their lives and run and play whatever sport they want to play. It's a beautiful thing. If you want to know more about it, by the way, just go to cure.org. You could see the new Cure Tebow Hospital.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.